Blog Talk Radio.
By Clara Hennekamp, and it says that Prince tells you
to fix your life up. And in the article, it tells, it reveals why the video wasn't up when we thought we would see it. I know some of you were like kind of disappointed. I was like, yeah, getting ready to check out Prince. And it was like, you know, but something about the quality could have been better. So here's the article that was published May 24th. Prince has released the official video for his new single, Fix Your Life Up, just days after announcing his new partnership with Cobalt Label Services. According to music blogger Dr. Funkenberry, who made the announcement, the video is directed by Sinai Hamry, who Prince, you know, often works with. That's what I've just said. And the live crowd portion was filmed in San Diego during Prince and Third Eye Girls' current Live Out Loud tour, which concludes this Saturday in Prince's hometown of Minneapolis. I would love to be there. You know, that's going to be a rocking good time. Almost immediately following yesterday's announcement, however, the clip was taken down, citing issues with the quality of the video on mobile devices. It reappeared at the original link. The video source is somewhat of a throwback to 1984. I love it. It has this throwback look to 1984, sure enough, but then it also has like this futuristic vibe. You remember when Andre Simone went solo and he was like real into this futuristic like type of vibe? Well, the Prince, if you know, those of you that love Minneapolis sound, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Because many of the Minneapolis artists always have like this futuristic type take on things. And so the video is really awesome. I love it. You know what I love more than that? Really, I love the lyrics of Fix Your Life Up. It to me, it reminds me of the lyrics of Controversy, the songs that Prince had on albums like Controversy and on 1999. Because Fix Your Life Up and Around the World in a Day, because the lyrics of that song are so social, you know, and they have like a splash of political. You know, but you know, we live in this political atmosphere where we even those of us that think we are not political, we tend to get involved in political subject matters and talk. And so Prince never taught politics, right? But one thing that that I love about old school Prince, and Prince knows this, you know, remember we do know each other, we just never met in person, and that on his take on social and what he viewed, and when he expressed it in his song, of the atmosphere of how of politics, you know, and Fix Your Life Up is such a social song, you know. And another album that it could fit into too would be Sign of Times, too. But most definitely Controversy. But it is a throwback song, but it's definitely modern day. The video is so awesome. If you haven't seen it, please check it out. If you network with me, I have it all over the place, Facebook, Twitter. I don't know if I put it on Tumblr, on my Tumblr page yet, but you all know, thank you for those of you that follow my Tumblr page, because I have started, like, posting videos that really interest me and videos of mine on my Tumblr page, because sometimes multiple postings happen, and, you know, none of us are fans of multiple postings of on your various pages. So a lot of times you can find, like, videos that interest me, videos that people send to me, or videos that I might just, boring or not, have film on my Tumblr page, most definitely. So that's at Culture Shock Inc. That's KULTURESHOKENT BETH.tumblr.com. So, but just amazing. I'm definitely going to add Prince's new song to my playlist. But let me finish with the article. But you all can check out North11.com. A lot of like really breaking entertainment news, and Dr. Funkenberry, you know, he keeps us in the know of all and everything Prince and other hot artists. And then John Brim, like I've told you before, you know, Prince did like a lengthy interview with his longtime friend and journalist in Minneapolis, John Brim. And so Sunday, an article was published in the Tribune. I have yet read it yet, so I'm looking forward to definitely reading it. I need to make contact with Mr. John. Haven't hollered him in a minute, but wow! I just know that show is going to be super hot. tomorrow night in Minneapolis. Now then, Prince has some concert schedule overseas, and I guess then he'll come back and resume touring the States and having fun with us and rocking around. Can't wait till he comes to the Deep South. I've never been to a Prince concert. Yeah, I have never been to a Prince concert. So I'm looking forward to finally attending a Prince concert and all that good stuff. I know. Like, why, huh? I know. Let's see. Well, let me finish talking about this video. The video starts with somewhat of a throwback to 1984. I really, more than attend a Prince concert, I love to make an announcement one day. I've always thought of this forever. Like the Cobalt Label Services have this partnership with Prince. You know, love working with Paisley Park. Love partnering up with, promoting and bringing a Prince or Minneapolis Sound event somewhere, in the Deep South. At least special appearances. You know, something that I think would be good that communities need worldwide and in the country. I think that was pretty cool what Prince did in Chicago last September. But this is something that I used to correspond with Michael Jackson and his attorneys about. And this artists like Prince, artists like the late Michael Jackson, like Janet Jackson, the Jacksons, artists like Madonna, Bon Jovi, artists like that, sometimes instead of just going to cities, touring, performing, tour the cities and have symposiums and talk to people about the success, about their successes in music and entertainment and how they live such well-balanced lives. Because we all go have our ups and downs. And, sometimes just hearing our successful and those that aren't so successful that, maybe having a step back in their careers, because we all have our experiences, our positive and negative experiences. But I think it would be so cool because when you do listen to Prince interviews, he definitely drops knowledge about, and he's always been like this since the beginning of his career, dropping knowledge on how to stay on track and how to maintain consistency in your life and being successful. And, and it all goes hand in hand with probably how to have that well-balanced life and how to maintain a normal life and also having this and giving the fans and the public what they need and deserve also, but at the same time, your own personal life, because all of us just are just celebs or not, celebrities and non-celebrities listen to the show. So, we're all people, and so we're all talk about, life. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, so we talk about lifestyle issues. So I think it would be cool if artists like that would, would like maybe when they tour cities, also include symposiums where they're not just a meet and greet or meeting fans, but they actually talk to people who are inspiring to be in the industry or in the industry, are people that just want to know do you have such a well-balanced life? How do you maintain a well-balanced life, I'm just shooting this idea out there to those of you out there. I think it's just pretty cool because I think when guests come on the show, it's pretty cool when they share their life experiences and how to stay on track and the setbacks they've had and the failures they've had. Even myself, you guys motivate me. And then, sometimes when we talk, sometimes we answer. Yesterday I was in this amazing workshop hosted by the SBA, Small Business Administration. Visit their website at sba.gov. Whatever state you're in, just search for your state. Most of the time, do sba.gov/your state. Because, I'm in Mississippi. sba.gov/Mississippi is my website. And then also they're hooking me up with the Dallas-Fort Worth SBA district office. Also, so when I'm in Dallas, because my vision is to do some things, I've always been to do some business well-balanced in Jackson and Dallas and maybe other areas. So a big shout-out to Alice Dawson, everybody at SBA, and also definitely the special guest speaker, Douglas Renteria, of San Antonio, Texas, and he was representing Stover & Associates. This is amazing workshop that was entitled Financial Management for Government Contractors. So, you know, if it's a workshop, it could be a couple hours, 30 minutes or whatever, for like celebrities like Prince. Exactly what I'm talking about, where people could sign up and get advice, you know, so it wouldn't be too crowded. I mean, even artists, young artists like Justin Bieber, age 19, how do you live a well-balanced life and the paparazzi following you? And, you know, it's enough if the truth is out there. How do you deal with these rumors and stuff? And, you know, none of us are immune to those topics. And I just think, you know, sometimes hearing good advice or listening to what drives our favorite artists really inspire us. And in return, it inspires them also to really stay on track and keep their priorities in line also. But again, I'd stop all this rambling. I mean, the sports fans, please call me because I'm kind of behind on my sports. So call me. I know the Saints been doing their thing, and you know, I'm looking forward to the NBA finals. But the Saints have been doing their ETAs and practicing and stuff like that. So you all know I'll probably be talking about some Saints and Cowboys and some NBA. I posted an interesting video late last night of Kevin Durant visiting the Moore, Oklahoma tornado victims, and that was such a touching YouTube video. And so I've been sharing that. That's on my Tumblr page and on my other social media sites also. Such a touching video, and so cool. He was just in shock of what he saw, and then the victims were just so happy that he really cared. I mean, he really was talking to them, and they were telling him, well, with their experience with dealing with the tornado, and he was really asking questions, and they were just telling their survival stories of what happened and how spooky that experience was. So, man, you know, big shout-out to all the celebrities, country stars, and athletes and other celebrities who are from and not from Oklahoma who are really doing their thing. I know some of my friends in Dallas, they're having, like, benefit concerts, not only fundraising, but getting products that's needed for humans, babies, and kids. Because there have been some amazing stories shared. So sending much love and prayers out to those communities. And, you know, I'm in a state where tornadoes are no stranger to us. And even a former anchorman here in Jackson, that ABC affiliate, he's a native of I think Moore, but a city in Oklahoma. And he is traveling with Salvation Army. They're now, Brad McMullen. So he's there now doing what he can because he's on one of the boards, I think one of the Salvation Army boards or something. I don't want to provide misinformation, but I know he left out with Salvation Army because a lot of our Salvation Army technicians and volunteers immediately went to Oklahoma, like, as soon as the story broke. But again, thank you for tuning in, and I'll stop rambling and talking, but just wanted to talk about that that Prince video. I'm sure some of you have checked it out just as I am talking. Oh, let me finish. I didn't finish. The messages, I started talking about politics and social issues. It says, throwback to 1984 using the same split-screen mirror effect that was used in the film clip from his smash hit, When Doves Cry. With messages that are both political and self-empowering in nature, It's Your Life of touches on issues from gun control to misogyny in the music industry, encourages people to focus on what they love. Typically controversial, the video also poses the question, when did the truth become illegal? Fix Your Life Up is available on iTunes and is expected to appear on Prince and Third Eye Girl's new album, with the work entitled Plectrum Electrum, although details about this are yet to be confirmed. So check it out if you haven't. But, you know, hey, check out Noise 11 and Dr. Funkenberry and all that good stuff. So congratulations to Prince and his new partnership also. Here's that Prince mix that I love to play on Motivate Monday. because it's a good song, good mix to exercise to. And that's from my SoundCloud friend, Martin Smith, the MPG Master Mix. Happy birthday. Today's your birthday.
Clocking the jail.
My name is Prince. Here is another Minneapolis resident, native, Chris Starr, Beautiful Stranger.
Minneapolis. country in motion. Jesus, the beautiful stranger to be
ahead. She's a beautiful stranger, living life dangerous. Money, power, love, sex, changes. She's a type of chick, never talk to strangers. And let you know she's all about the dope. Boss lady, super fun in every way. I want this girl to come home with me today. I don't know her name, but I'll spit my game. And this is what she wants to do.
Thank you.
Dallas's own West Florida Foundry, and they're scheduling fundraising concerts with a host of Dallas, Texas, and other indie recording artists, so and performing artists. So check out their fan page at West Florida Foundry for more information. Okay, here's Future Dad Kanye West and rumored Future Dad for the second time, Jay-Z. Click. Have you all seen the invite to Kim's baby shower? Yeah, they're getting ready for the baby shower.
Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my crew. As I look around, they don't do it like my clique.
Kanye's performance on Saturday Night Live by Saturday. I did. At first, it was too dark to me, but I understood because he had the background images on the wall. But it's a pretty cool performance. Looking forward to his new album. It will be dropping, what, June 8th, right? Wow. I hear he's starting to tour like a few months after the baby is born. So I guess that should be awesome. Let's see. I was checking an article, NFL.com, and it was regarding with a lot of amazing articles. But those of you that's into early spring practice too and love the Saints, check out. There's an interesting article that was published the other day regarding the OTAs and how coach and the team and GM and owners are all vibing and all that good stuff. Visit NewOrleansSaints.com. But I'm checking out an article about the teams with the oldest starters. And found it pretty interesting. But here's an article at NFL.com that I received. There's many amazing articles, but this one just stood out to me. And it's authored by, his name is right up under, I was checking it, Greg Rosenthal. You can tweet him at Greg, G-R-E, two G's, Rosenthal. I've shared the article on Twitter also and on Facebook. Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com writes, most new coaches take over rosters that are ready to rebuild. That's not the case with the Chicago Bears. Mark Trestman inherited a team that finished 10-6 last year and doesn't have a lot of quality young talent. ESPN.com's Mike Sando crunched the numbers, noting that Bears have the oldest cumulative projected starting lineup in the entire NFL. So that's a good trivia question when you're talking with your friends and, like, shoot that out to them. Hey, which team has the oldest starting lineup? The Chicago Bears in the entire NFL. This especially is true on defense, where Lance Briggs has assumed the leadership board left vacant by Brian Urlacher. After the Bears, the next five oldest teams by this measure with projected starters all made the playoffs last year. So the ones with the seasoned veterans, Atlanta Falcons, Houston Texans, Washington Redskins, Denver Broncos, and New England Patriots. The Arizona Cardinals are the oldest non-playoff team. Some other thoughts from the list, which I find strangely fascinating, that is what the author said. Seattle Hawks fans have to be thrilled. Not only are they looking like a potential juggernaut, they are the fourth youngest group of the starters. The St. Louis Rams, set up for a nice long run with a great-looking defense, are the second youngest. The Green Bay Packers and the Cincinnati Bengals are two other playoff teams with very young core players. And then the Redskins somehow feel like a younger team because of RG3, Robert Griffin III. But in reality, they are built around many aging free agents. The Cleveland Browns, Kansas City Chiefs, and Buffalo Bills fit the mold as rebuilding young teams. The Browns had the youngest projected starters in the NFL. The Pittsburgh Steelers have the biggest disparity between sides of the ball. They have the oldest defensive starters in the league and the third youngest projected starters on offense. And that's after the Steelers let go of some defensive stalwarts. So the team with the oldest starting lineup, the projected starting lineup, the Chicago Bears. So that is good to know. And, I mean, it's good to know what's going on. And here's another one that's very interesting. Another article at NFL.com is the top 10 quarterbacks, 25 or under. You know, 25 or under. I know my guy, Cam Newton, on that list. No question about it, baby. Man, if I was a Cougar, Cam Newton. under 25, Cam, Cougar. let's see. This is authored by the same writer, and Greg Rosenthal. And he says that this is the age of the young quarterback. For by the draft class of 2012, we have a surplus of promising young signal callers around the league. And NFL Total Access would count down the top 10 quarterbacks. 25 or under will want to lead in that franchise. Will won't. I don't know what eight and wait a minute. So they're talking about Ryan Tannehill. I'm just looking because I thought they were gonna have like a countdown. Let's see. Number seven, Ryan Tannehill, Miami Dolphins. Why he's here? Look beyond the numbers. Tannehill was overshadowed among last year's preposterous rookie class, but the former Texas A&M wide receiver showed more promise than we usually see from any rookie quarterback in a given year. In baseball, Tannehill would be classified a five-tool player. He has all the traits you look for. The arm strength, size, and mobility are obvious, but I choose four plays to highlight from the Ryan Tannehill experience to show some of his list talked about skills. Tannehill shows uncommon touch on a pass over the middle on the first play. He has a strong arm, but a lot of young quarterbacks struggle to throw changeups depending on what's required for the play. Tannehill goes to his second read decisively on the next play and delivers a strike. Progression reads could be the toughest skill for a rookie quarterback to learn, and Tannehill improved throughout the year added. His vertical passes, like the one to Brian Hartline in the highlight, come out of Tannehill's hands. So check out the article at NFL.com. Hands so easily. He generally does a great job stepping up in the pocket and creating space for himself when necessary. The final play on the reel was typically Tannehill's season. He completed so many passes just before he got creamed by the pass rush. I love that. It's the little things about Tannehill that impress. He's not afraid to throw the ball into windows. Pass interference often was his best play. He changes plays at the line of scrimmage like a veteran. He usually makes a quick decision. Those traits got obscured for a variety of reasons last season, but Dolphins fans have every right to be thrilled about their quarterback selection. General manager Jeff Ireland got this one right. Why he's not higher? Tannehill went through bouts of inaccuracy, especially towards the end of the season. The slight second half fade was discouraging. There were too many loose throws, and they tended to come in bunches. So did completions. He had a 19 of 22 stretch against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tannehill played his worst in many of his high-profile games versus the New England Patriots and on Thursday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills. That led to a public perception about Tannehill not matching up with his level of play. One of Tannehill's strengths, his courage to make tough passes, sometimes caught up to him. Like the throw to the right, he almost was too confident. His teammates could win 1-1-1 matchups. He was also occasionally too confident that he could outrun a defender too. I'll take the aggression as a positive overall. His struggle to recognize blitzes also was not notable but typical for a rookie. In some ways, I'm projecting Tannehill's skill to a player on a team that provided better protection and a true speed threat on the outside, and Mike Wallace should at least help the second problem. Tannehill's floor, it's easy to forget that Tannehill's supposed to be raw as a rookie and possibly sit all year because of his lack of experience. Tannehill had just 20 starts at a quarterback in college. He should be a long-term mid-level starting quarterback at worst. Tannehill's feet made a big difference. He can throw on the run in both directions. The plays below highlight his movement inside and outside of his pocket. Like Ben Roethlisberger, Tannehill is a tough guy to take down because of his size. He evades pressure, naturally feels it around him. He also can outrun pressure, showing off his arm strength on the second throw. Tannehill averaged 6.8 yards per attempt last season, essentially tying him with Matthew Stafford and Phillip Rivers. He was not far behind Luck and Andy Dalton. He can make the argument that Tannehill already is an average starting quarterback. Tannehill's five-year ceiling. The plan in Miami is not to be average. It's to end the Dolphins' long losing streak at quarterback. A career like Jay Cutler's feels like a worst-case scenario, which isn't so bad. It's because I watched Tannehill all year for my weekly rookie quarterback column. That's what Greg Rosenthal wrote. Maybe it's his lack of experience and skill set. I went in all early on him, as my ATL colleagues like to remind me and believe he'll benefit from NFL experience as much as quarterback, as any quarterback in his class. It wouldn't shock me, this is what Rosenthal says, if Tannehill will wind up eventually passing one or two of the big-name young quarterbacks in front of him. I don't see any big reason why Tannehill can't evolve into a top-five NFL quarterback. Spots in the bagwagon still are available. You can't tweet a Greg Rosenthal, a Greg Rosenthal. But so that was an interesting article also regarding the NFL. So you know, feel free to call in and talk about your NBA games and finals and Tiger Woods, what's been going on with Tiger Woods and all that good stuff. I mean, wow, there's been some stories out there, some real stories. But again, thank you to my friends that's been in the chat room with me, internationally, my friends overseas and my friends here in the States, and those that have called in to listen also. Thank you for your support, and those of you that listen, you know, in other ways also online and through your phones, your iPhones and Androids and iPads and all that good stuff. Really appreciate your support. You're definitely rocking. Those of you that are celebrating Memorial Day weekend, you know, showing your patriot. I love patriotic holidays. Memorial Day is so, all the holidays are important. Memorial Day is so important. It's also anniversary of my brother's death. 30 years, I cannot believe this. My brother passed away Memorial Day weekend in 83. And, oh, my God, I was 14, he was 23, and it honestly feels like it. Man, he was such a good person, those of you that knew him know this. And so, man, he loved patriotic holidays also. So it's like a bittersweet celebration for me in that, too. And he was a veteran also because he had spent 4 years in the Army. But, sending love and hugs out to all listeners and supporters of the show because, you know, we definitely need each other, right? And it's important to try to at least make a person's day a little better by interacting with you online, in person, through work, you know, or just at a store. You know, it's being courteous. And all of us have our bad days, right? Like yesterday, this man just, I had just left out an all-day workshop, having a blast and a good time, and my mind was not on, like, running my mouth or listening to somebody. And this man would not stop talking to me, telling me his life history. And I really didn't feel like talking. But, you know, it was a good, blessed conversation. I didn't feel like listening. I didn't feel like talking. I didn't feel like doing anything. I had been in an all-day meeting. I was getting my mind right. Now, a lot of things on my mind. And, you know, and at the end of the conversation, I told him this, and he knew this, too, because it was obvious. But we had a very insightful and enlightening conversation. So I hope his travels and where he was headed to, I hope he had such a fantastic time. But, you know, we have our days. But then sometimes, you know, he was really a plus to my day. He wasn't a negative, but I just didn't feel like being, feel like talking. And I guess I can be that way, too, to some people. I can be rather chatty and people don't feel like being bothered. And I recognize that, too, because you don't want to be a pest to people also. But it's good to be a plus sign to a person than a negative sign, right? You know? So, but I thank you all for being plus signs and being very supportive of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It's been amazing and looking forward to you calling in and chatting with you and those of you that have co-hosted before, guest co-hosted. Love you very much. A big shout out to my friend, that dude, Mike Smith of Dallas. Big, you all know Reg Roughneck. Definitely network with him, he and his group, on Facebook. They have some amazing topics. And he and I have not conversated in a minute. I should not have any interruptions in the future. I enjoyed the 2+ hiatus I had, but this week I didn't air Monday with, you know, having a situation. Just getting on air, my phone service and internet service and all that. But big shout out to T-Mobile, who I love so much. I'm a long time loyalty. I'm a Lion, or you all remember this. I'm a Leo, and loyalty is very important to me in my personal professional life. And I'm a loyal customer to most definitely T-Mobile. And so big shout out to T-Mobile, you know, and most definitely shout out to them for. I had some billing discrepancies, and that has been rectified. and also I have a new plan. And so big shout out to T-Mobile. You know, T-Mobile, the merger is final now. They are now merged. Speaking of collaborations, they have merged with Texas-based company Metro PCS, right? So, because I know a lot of my friends in Dallas are with Metro PCS. So, that merger has been finalized now, and so it's supposed to be like a win-win for both companies. So, big shout out to T-Mobile and Metro PCS. You know, I just know about T-Mobile, babe. But again, thank you for your support. And here's a PSA.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano.
Un día, todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Regístrate hoy mismo en nacersano.com.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Hello, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact premature birth can have. It can cause lifelong disabilities, and it is the leading cause of death in newborns. Our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We have to do better. If you're starting a family, please learn how to improve your chance of having a full-term birth. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
That's right. You all know, I know firsthand how it feels to give birth prematurely and your baby not make it. But that was in '88, and my son would be 24. But there's so many miracles and research and organizations, most definitely like March of Dimes, that's really help to inform and educate us, the public, regarding, you know, how to have healthy babies. And thank God I have a healthy great niece, and she's really, really growing and looking so pretty every day. Honestly, she needs to be in baby ads. Honestly, she does. Those of you that have seen her know I am telling the truth. So I'm just going to stop right there. But she's growing and developing and everything, those of you that want to know. Looking at an interesting article, my daily moment about men's skincare. You all know men, grooming period is important, but you know, who's the top me? I need a makeover. But grooming is important, and men's grooming is always important to me. And I just read an interesting article that I'm going to share on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and all that good stuff and Google Plus. But it's about men's skincare, and it shows a man with a mask on. And again, sign up at My Daily Moment, because they have some interesting beauty topics for the entire family. An article is called Men's Skincare Concerns, and it reads, men typically spend less time taking care of their skin than women, yet they tend to spend more time outdoors. Skin gets windblown, sunburned, and abused in general. Then it's also subjected to the irritation of shaving. Men even have a higher rate of melanoma, the most lethal form of skin cancer, than women. And if looking distinguished as they age means having wrinkles and sunspots, then most men would say no thanks. So what can guys do to get their skin in shape? First, it starts with cleansing, and not with the same bar of harsh soap that guys use to clean their bodies. And those of you that know me, notice I've been into beauty since I was a little girl, and that's one of the first things that I talk about, I've always talked about as a little girl, and that it's important not to use the same soap that you use on your body on your face. So what guys can do to get their skin in shape, first of all, is cleansing, and not with the same bar of harsh soap that guys use to clean their body. Soap will strip skin of natural oils, and this causes glands to overreact and produce more oils. An oil-free foam and cleanser, and you know, you can go in the store, you can shop at my e-boutique, my Mark e-boutique at mymarkstore.com, Bethany Williams, but you can buy from discount stores to high-end products, and whatever fits your budget. So you can get some good products at the local Family Dollar, Fred's, or you can go to the best of the best. You can go to Neiman Marcus or go to your favorite retail stores like Belk and Macy's, Kmart, Target, Walmart, the dollar store, and get some really good products at an inexpensive price. You can go high-end all out, or you can go the discount route. But what's important is properly cleansing your skin, and that's for everybody. But let me continue this advice, because I know the guys are listening. And there's some guys that's really up on properly cleansing and protecting their skin. You all know all of us need to be protecting our skin with SPF 15, right? You do know that, so I'm sharing that. That's not in the article. This is about guys cleansing their skin properly. But this article goes on to say that, okay, let me start this over. First, it starts with cleansing, and not the same bar of harsh soap that guys use to clean their bodies. Soap will strip skin of natural oils, and this causes glands to overreact and produce more oil. An oil-free foam and cleanser is great for oiled skin, and blemishes can be spot-treated following cleansing. Avoid cleansers with acne medications in them. They tend to be more expensive and are largely ineffective due to the brief time it's on the face, then washed off. Benzoyl peroxide-based cleansers are especially drying. But it's good to get fragrance-free products, oil-free. Johnson have good products. You can get you some Johnson soap. Those of you, that go to your local discount stores, Fred's or Family Dollar or Dollar General or whatever, or what I like in the department stores, go and talk to your male fragrance consultant at your favorite department store. And it don't even have to be your favorite department store, Walgreens. If you shop at Walgreens, for example, or if you shop at Walmart, say, hey, I really, what do you recommend me? I just want to do some good, basic cleaning and moisturizing, cleaning, toning, and moisturizing of my skin. And then that person that runs that department should be able to let you know. Like here in Jackson, we have a store called Rainbow Co-op Grocery, organic grocery store. So all their skincare products are organic-based. So you can go, if you're really into being green and living green, visit your, but most makeup companies now try to go green. You know, they do their best. Not to test on animals and all that good stuff. But really, you just basically need to cleanse properly, tone properly, and moisturize. Remember to put on your SPF 15, guys. And that's for all of us also. But because that article directed at guys, I'm talking to you guys, okay? And, you know, that way you're out. You can still have that baby skin, you know, that the person you're dating or married to, they've been wondering, like, wow, you're always out there and working hard, but how do you have your face and your hands so soft and supple, you know? They would start asking, you know, like my friend Dean always says, I got questions. They wish to have questions, you know, but basic cleansing. Do not use those strong soaps that you use on your body, but use a facial bar. You know, when those of you that travel in hotel rooms, don't you notice there's the facial bar and there's the body bar? That's for a reason. The facial bar is for your face. The body bar is for your body. You know, because you don't want to treat your face, the delicate skin on your face, in such a harsh manner. Also, in ingredients that you need on your body, you don't need to strip your face of like they mentioned in the article, of important things. But I just wanted to share that. But again, go to your favorite retailer and talk to them. And ask them to recommend, because especially at your favorite department stores, Dillard's, Belk, Macy's, Neiman Marcus, you know, say, hey, I want to cleanse my skin properly and maintain my skin properly. And what do you recommend? And you can tell them, because, you know, most salespeople are going to probably show you the high end anyway first. But say, well, I have a certain budget. If you do have a certain budget, if money doesn't matter to you, then, you know. But then sometimes it's not in the cost of the product, in the quality of the product, honestly. Because I found some of the best products that only cost a dollar or two. And then there's some stuff that you can spend money, good Lord. But, you know, high-end products, most of them do work, right? But I'm just saying there are cost-effective ways to take care of our skin and our body and our hair and all that, but this is about cleansing your skin properly. So if you really want to know, because one thing that those of us in the beauty business and hair care business know, you know, sometimes it's good to have a system. So if you're going to buy the Johnson products, you know, get the Johnson products. Get like the Johnson soap or Johnson moisturizers and toners and all that. And those of you that go to your favorite department store and maybe get what I always like, isn't it Aramis Lab Series? And you know, and then I know, you know, the other fragrance lines have their own, like Ralph Lauren, Quorum. You know, there's different lines that people have, but Aramis Lab Series have always been a favorite of mine for like 20. Plus years for guys, so you can cleanse your skin properly. Then they also have like the aftershave products, the shaving products, and the aftershave products. I haven't checked them out recently, so I'm sure that you know they've tweaked that line. But Aramis Lab Series have always been a favorite of mine. for guys and cleansing and grooming themselves properly. But I thought there was a really cool article. It was just emailed to me from My Daily Moment, and I was like, cool, I'm going to share this because I know a lot of my guy friends are tuning in also. And don't you all ever hesitate to chime in and share some of your grooming, favorite grooming tips, also from professionals to everyday people, because there are some awesome grooming tips out there that a lot of people that need to be shared with others. But that's just, you know, basic cleanse, tone, moisturize. And it's important to exfoliate. Twice a week is a good thing. You know, get that dry skin up and cleanse those pores to exfoliate. That's a good thing to do also. So, again, thank you for tuning in. And, you know, I know I love talking about celeb birthdays, so we'll talk about celeb birthdays and just having a blast of a good time. Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
So, big shout out to those of you working on quitting.
Please don't
come
to the conference.
say I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think I'm special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before she starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Be something in the water that you has been the sweetest girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
And then dance and let you jam. So all of you that will be jamming at the MIFF tomorrow night in Minneapolis, you all have a good time with Prince and Third Eye Girl.
Smile, I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love you, kid. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. Yeah. I didn't go away. I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I was just acting way too hard. Oh, could I had you there? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Should I, I would have done better. I known you were gonna leave. I never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter.
Would have done better.
Whoa. Could have. Would have done better. Wow. I could have sung that a little better because you all know I love that part. But I've been broadcasting the show with like a mouthache, honestly. Shout out to my dentist. I cannot wait to see Dr. John Grimaldi, DDS in Dallas, Texas, Preston Dental 1. Wow. Because my mouth, I'm having a serious mouthache right now. The lips out of my face is like killing me, but I've been doing good and happy and smiling broadcasting show. So I just want to let you all know that because some of you probably say, well, she's a little different also. That's why my delivery has maybe been a little different, those of you that have noticed. You all might have heard this, but I had not. This is the first me hearing Amanda Bynes has been arrested for marijuana possession and throwing the bong out of her window. And this is from Hollywood Gossip, written by Snooki Staghouse. On yesterday, it was reported that Amanda Bynes was arrested, last night, in New York City to shock of no one. Police were called to her Manhattan apartment on suspicion of disorderly conduct. It's unclear who called them, but Bynes was behaving strangely, but big surprise. Wow, it's just something like, you know, wow. When officers arrived, they witnessed her throwing a bong out of her 36th-floor window. Amanda Bynes, 27, was taken to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation before getting taken to a Midtown police station. The star, whose antics have been legendary, was charged with reckless endangerment, marijuana possession, and felony tampering with evidence. The endangerment and tampering occurred when she allegedly threw the bong out of her apartment window. Law enforcement officials say Amanda was slammed recent report alleging she's off the rails, went ballistic during the arrest, yelling, "Don't you know who I am?" Police sources confirmed that she was briefly evaluated at the hospital arrested in jail, she would go before a judge Friday morning. The trouble star has been exhibiting bizarre behavior for the past few months, as anyone who follows her Twitter and Instagram well knows. She is already on 3 years probation for driving with a suspended license and was recently denied entry on a private jet because she has no ID. Bynes is also still facing a DUI charge from April 2012, and this story is developing. And taking on another story, Hollywood Gossip is reporting something about Selena and James Smith was spotted for dinner, and should Justin Bieber have anything to worry about? They're probably working on a project or something together. They say that you may want to shield your eyes and cover, and then they're showing a picture of Selena. Selena Gomez and James Smith were spotted at dinner together last night. The former, of course, is Justin's ex-girlfriend, while the latter is one of his best friends. They dined at Haskasan in London, and Selena tried to cover her face from the paparazzi. I mean, one of his best friends and his ex-girlfriend, but don't get worked up, believers. These two know each other well through their common and cute connection, and we're likely just catching up. Jaden, after all, is only 14 and has been rumored to be dating Kylie Jenner. Selena, meanwhile, salutes Bieber backstage at the Billboard Music Awards, because I thought they were back together Sunday, and clearly isn't totally done with the artist. Jaden Smith simply wouldn't do anything to hurt Justin, right? So, yeah, I thought they were they're doing like Rihanna and Chris Brown. I thought they were on again, honestly. So, you know, puppy love. Yeah, so that's so sweet, really. I thought both of their performances was awesome, too, on Sunday night's Billboard Awards show, also. So that was pretty awesome. So Bon Jovi and Kid Rock are touring together. So that's pretty cool. So I think that's pretty cool. I see they're doing Australia. And are they doing the States also together? That's really awesome. Two of my faves, I know that much. But we'll talk about today in history and celebrity birthdays and conclude the show. And well, now the live streaming has stopped, but I want to hear some of your take regarding the NBA. Hopefully next time. Well, a song should have been playing. When I first started broadcasting, did y'all hear birds tweeting? It's a beautiful morning this morning in the Deep South in Jackson, Mississippi. And I had, like, opened the window a little bit, and the birds were just singing away. I just knew you guys were going to hear the birds just chirping and singing. Beautiful morning. I think it's supposed to be partly cloudy, but I don't know the percentage. But this particular song that I wanted to play is not playing right now. So I'm working on playing up the celebrity birthdays today. But again, if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, belated birthday to my cousin Brenda, she always celebrates her birthday in a fun way, a party way. So happy birthday to my, belated birthday to my cousin Brenda. We're celebrating her birthday this weekend, this Memorial Day weekend. And if it's your anniversary or all that good stuff, happy anniversary to you also. And condolences also to my friends Yolanda and Tanya Beard regarding the loss of their grandmother, aged 98 years young. I can only dream of living to be 98. I wish to see my next birthday and to live to be 98. That is so rocking awesome, but it's so sad still when you lose a loved one, regardless of their age. So sending hugs and kisses and condolences to the Bearden family and loved ones and those who, who knew their grandmother and also friends with them also. They lost their father last summer. Today in history, on May the 24th, Samuel F.B. Morse transmitted the message, "What Have God Wrought?" from Washington to Baltimore as he opened America's first telegraph line. And that was on May 24th, 1844. I love history. Happy birthday to Patti LaBelle, the diva herself. She's 69 years young today. Tommy Chong, Cheech and Chong, childhood faves of mine. 75, Bob Dylan, another Minnesota native, rock singer, songwriter, 72. Gary Berkoff of MASH at 70. Priscilla Presley, you all know I love me some Priscilla. She's 68. Jim Broadbent, actor, 64. Roseanne Cash, singer, 58. Kristen Scott Thomas, you all know her. Even though she's an accomplished actress, those of you, the Purple Peeps, know her from Under the Cherry Moon. She was Princess Desire. The Harris in Under the Cherry Moon. Kristen Scott Thomas is 53. John C. Reilly, actor, 48. Brad Penny, baseball player, 35. Actor Alfred Molina turned 60 today, and happy birthday to him. Today, also in 1976, Britain and France opened transatlantic concourse service to Washington. In 1994, four men convicted of bombing New York's World Trade Center. In 93, were each sentenced to 240 years. And also in 1935, the first Major League Baseball game played at night took place at Cincinnati's Crosley Field. The Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies at 2-1. Queen Victoria was born in London on this date in 1819. 1830, the first passenger railroad in the United States began service between Baltimore and Ellicott Mills, Maryland. And 1883, the Brooklyn Bridge was opened to traffic. 1958, United Press International was formed through a merger of the United Press and International News Service. And 1952, astronaut Scott Carpenter became the second American to orbit the Earth as he flew aboard Aurora 7. So some amazing history facts happened on this day in history. But if you're celebrating your birthday again, I wish you the very best in celebrating. If you're celebrating Memorial Day also, happy birthday, happy Memorial Day weekend also to you. And so the next live broadcast is scheduled for Monday, but don't be surprised if I don't schedule a show on the weekend on Saturday or Sunday. And I need to broadcast on my Springer channel, Springer.com. And so you can check me out at Springer.com. Also, check out my Springer.com profile anyway. It's been months since I broadcast, but I should do like a little music jam on there. So if it permits me to, I most definitely will. And when I start, I'll do my best to be consistent. Like if I do a show on Sunday, I'll do my best to do another one next Sunday. You know, at least each weekend on Springer.com. You know, I do things like when I'm out out, I might do like a commentary style show, but I'm talking about more of like a music vibe with you also. So again, thank you, and you've been amazing. So it's almost time to conclude the show, and I really appreciate you for your love and your support. And big shout out to BlogTalkRadio.com also, amazing. BlogTalkRadio is just amazing. And shout out to Judge Mills Show and Dollhouse Radio and Coffee Shack and many other of my fave shows, and also the staffers and those of you that support the show, also my fellow BlogTalkRadio.com cohorts also. But not gone, but almost, okay? But thank you, and God bless. Well, the music does not want to play, so I wanted to end the show with a little jam. But yeah, more definitely, I'm gonna broadcast again. Most definitely on Monday, Memorial Day, it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna add some really fun music and hope you all call in, at least chat with me. Chat room is always fun. But again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to not just the weekend edition, but Memorial Day weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you are appreciated. Thank you, and God bless.